the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, April the 16th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. French President Macron vows to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral. Also on our Tuesday rundown, we have a pair of reports from states where paid family leave is now before lawmakers. Plus, we ask if ideology is winning versus analysis at the USDA. Topping our news, French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday vowed to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Yahoo News reporting that comes after a colossal fire that caused the spire of the historic edifice to crash to the ground and wiped out centuries of heritage. Macron expressed relief that the worst had been avoided in a fire that risked bringing the entire edifice down and left France in shock over the damage to the building described as the soul of that nation. Yahoo reports about 400 firefighters battled to control the blaze and save at least its iconic front towers. They finally gained the upper hand as midnight in Paris approached. And paid family leave is on the agenda in states like North Carolina and Colorado. We have a pair of reports, starting with Eric Galatis, who reports a proposal making its way through the Colorado legislature would create a statewide insurance pool. It would allow nearly all workers to be with family when health issues arise.
Kathy White with the Colorado Fiscal Institute says the vast majority of Coloradans currently do not have access to paid family leave, which means people have to make a choice between their jobs and spending time with newborn babies or caring for a sick family member.
It's a policy that ensures that the people who are least likely to have access to paid leave today are able to participate, and they are able to get those benefits.
Nationally, just 13% of workers have access to paid family leave. To pay for the policy, Senate Bill 188 says employers and workers would contribute less than 1% of payroll into a pool that could be tapped to pay qualified workers a portion of their weekly wage. People earning $50,000 a year would contribute roughly $3.68 a week. Critics argue that the costs could be too high for businesses operating on thin profit margins.
Only a small percentage of North Carolina's workers have paid family leave, and most people eligible for unpaid leave under the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act typically can't afford to take it. A new study by Anna Gassman-Pines at Duke University finds that paid family leave would increase labor force participation and employee retention, and would also improve workers' health.
You know, why it's been difficult to have paid family and medical leave is a really good question. I mean, we are certainly an outlier as a country. Globally, we're one of only a handful of countries that don't provide family and medical leave for our citizens. I think the biggest reason is that, in general, there is opposition to these type of programs from businesses.
The study also found that paid family and medical leave improves infant health, lowers infant mortality, and reduces the use of nursing home care by giving families the support needed to care for older relatives at home. House Bill 696 is co-sponsored by Representative Asif Majid, a Democrat, and nearly 20 other legislators. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
In North Carolina, House Bill 696 would allow workers to apply for family and medical leave insurance benefits that would cover them for 12 to 26 weeks, depending on eligibility requirements. And we just went through Tax Day. A new internet tool shows the tax contributions of immigrants around the country. Suzanne Potter's been taking a look.
The data disproves the myth touted by President Donald Trump that immigrants are a drain on the U.S. economy. Andrew Lim is with the nonprofit group New American Economy, which researched federal stats from the American Community Survey to produce an analysis by state for its Map the Impact webpage.
We found that the net economic benefit of immigrants in Missouri is $630.1 million. They're adding more to the economy than they are taking in public services.
The net economic impact measures the amount of money immigrants, both legal and undocumented, use in public services, from education and health care to public safety and prisons. It compares those figures to how much they pay in income and sales taxes and the economic activity that prompts. The researchers found Missouri has almost 260,000 residents who are immigrants, or just over 4%, who had $6.3 billion in spending power in 2017.
Missouri is home to more than 15,000 immigrant entrepreneurs whose businesses employ about 167,000 people. The Map the Impact report is online. You'll find it at newamericaneconomy.org. And finally, Eric Tegetthoff reports criticism growing now over a Trump administration proposal that would reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has proposed moving two USDA agencies, the Economic Research Service and National Institute for Food and Agriculture, out of Washington, D.C. Perdue says that will save money and put them closer to the constituents they serve. The agencies provide data on a wide range of issues, from crop prices and food assistance use to trade policy impacts. Steve Supan with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy says they produce objective data that is useful to farmers and others.
The reports that they produce serve multiple constituencies in agriculture, food policy, and in trade. But remember that during the Trump administration, when economic analysis has conflicted with ideology, ideology always wins out.
Three locations in Minnesota, including the University of Minnesota, are on the list as potential new headquarters.
The USDA says it plans to pick a final location by early May. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.